Hi and welcome to Neat Little Mac Apps episode 49. This episode will be a light intermezzo to catch our breath since last episode, where I spent merely half an hour sweet-talking Billings. Oh, which reminds me, you can stop sending in the screenshots for the Billings contest because we have a winner. Yes, Florian N. Gintenreiter will be receiving a Billings license. He sent in an invoice where he billed the UPS guys for the time he had to wait for his new MacBook Pro to appear. He then billed also for setting up the MacBook Pro, and he even billed for the time he needed checking out the OS X intro video on his MacBook Pro. So yes, we get that you bought the new MacBook Pro. We will have no more of that. Take your cereal and never mention that new MacBook Pro ever again. Okay. He also pointed me to a funny detail I missed on the receipts, which apparently has a sheep on the bottom left corner there on the little notes. Well, anyway, I missed that, but that is funny indeed if you check it out in such an important program that does your billings, kind of. Okay, anyway, congratulations to Florian. For those who missed out on this serial, don't be sad. I mean, Billings 3 still is available for only $39.95, which is, well, nothing really for an application like this. So go visit them at billings3.com. But now on to the show. Welcome to Neat Little Mac Apps. As I mentioned before, this will be a shorter episode. We'll talk about Polaroid. Now, you might have heard of this funny thing, but if not, keep listening because we'll be brighten up your day and give you a new way of looking at your pictures. Current version is 0.9.5 and it is in beta. Now, I know that I usually don't review betas, but this is a fully functional application, and I don't even really see why there would be a beta sticker on this application, because it really is great and it works out of the box. So, who created it? It's created by Fusina Dominic. And if you want to know more, or if you want to get this beta, you can just hop in at polaroid.net, where you can download the demo. It's available in French and in English, I think. Now, what's this all about? Well, basically, you just launch Polaroid and you will see a Polaroid camera on your desktop doing actually nothing. If you take a picture and you throw it on the Polaroid camera, you will hear a shutter click, just like taking a picture, and then a little whirring noise like this. And a small picture will pop up on your desktop, and you can move it around, you can place it wherever you like, but that picture will look like a Polaroid picture. Of course, it will be brownish because there isn't a picture yet developed. So you can put it anywhere on your desktop, you can wait, and you will see that slowly a picture will appear just like on the original Polaroids. And if you want to speed it up a bit, you can wave it around, and then the development process will speed up too. Very funny to see this. Now, after 10 pictures, for example, this is also really cool. After 10 pictures, you will have to start over because, of course, the cartridge is empty and you have to kind of replace the cartridge, meaning you have to relaunch the application. That was really cool. Now, the pictures that are fully developed will get marked so that you know that they are ready. You'll also hear a little noise there. And the images really look stunning because they are changed a bit. They look actually like the typical Polaroid pictures. So they have this Polaroid filter, you could call it, and they really look like Polaroid pictures. It's great. Just go and check out the artwork right now. I'll have some pictures paused by you so you can get an idea. See? Pictures? Polaroids? Yes. You even can choose in the preferences if you want a photo paper or a little canvassy like striped paper. Really cool. The pictures are 400 dpi, so they are actually ready to print. You can actually use them. If you want to see where the pictures are, you can just browse to the default save folder, or you can right click the picture on your desktop and have it shown in the finder. Really is cool. If you check out the preferences, you have some other options there. You can choose the destination, for example, or you can just choose whether or not the picture should be saved with the file. You can also have some image options. For example, if you want to have the images open open after each process. You can have the alert if a picture is too small, for example, if you drop a picture on there. You can have the picture auto-rotated depending on whether or not that is in the EXIF information of a picture. And the rotation of the thumbnails on your desktop can be set here as well. You then have some post-processing options. Well, basically, you can just choose whether or not, well, I mentioned it before here, you can choose which type of stripes you'd like, photo or paper. And that's it, a small application, but a fun application to use, and I'm sure you'll have lots of fun with it. Go and download it, polaroid.net.
Frank will do some ironing. Bye-bye!
This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.